In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text is our gospel reading from Matthew, the 16th chapter. Brothers and sisters in Christ, today, St. Peter speaks a bold and clear confession. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Words matter, for what a man says reveals who he is and what is in his heart. In truth, no one truly has the ability to conceal what is in his or her heart. It's always somehow inevitable that it comes out in the end. That's why we try to cover up so much of our lives. That's why we try to conceal the truth at every turn. How many times have you pretended that you forgot something when you hadn't? How many times have you pretended that you didn't mean what you said, even though you really did? How many times have you contrived shock and hurt because you had been misinterpreted when you really hadn't? It is true what Jesus says, out of the heart of man come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. So, it is what comes out of a mouth that defiles a man. Because the mouth reveals the heart. If you cannot tell the truth about the simplest things, if you always color the facts, exaggerate, and edit, if you tell other people's stories as though they were your own, if you act like you are better than they are, if all of this causes you to feel deep down inside like a phony and fake, it is because your heart is black with sin. Repent. But notice this. Our Lord did not ask St. Peter what he was doing, whether his life was in order, whether he was improving the world, whether he was trying hard and making a difference in the problems that we face within our society, or whether he was even honest. For the kingdom of God is not built on the good works of men. Nor did our Lord ask St. Peter what he believed, if he was actually rationally consistent with his belief all the way through, and if his theology about who the Christ was and what he came to do was accurate and on point. For the kingdom of God is not built on faith. Jesus asks Peter, "Who do you say I am?" Peter's answer was not his own. Flesh and blood did not reveal it to him. The Spirit, who once hovered over the primordial chaotic waters of the universe, who lit upon the Messiah in the form of a dove, opened Peter's mouth, and out came the very word of God. "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Upon this, the word of God, the revelation of his love in the person and work of Jesus, even on men's lips, upon this, Christ builds his church. This is the way God builds. What Peter could not say, God enabled him and said for him. God purified Peter from inside and out. He entered into Peter. Sure, Peter was a sinner, a terrible sinner. He was a blowhard, an angry man, a pietist who tried to force his dietary laws upon freedmen. But still, God loves Peter. He entered into him through the preaching of the word and the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of him. And he opened his lips so that Peter's mouth would declare God's praise. And he cleansed those lips for that confession in that moment. Peter's mouth, by grace, declared the praises of God who called him out of darkness into the marvelous light of salvation. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. That is the way that God builds his church. He is the actor. He is the architect. He is the builder. He even provides the materials. He does for Peter what Peter could not do for himself. He gives Peter his holy word, living and active, sharper than a double-edged sword. This is how he also works in you. Do not forget that Jesus shed his holy, precious blood for you. Do not forget that he suffered for you, that he bled for you, that he died for you. Do not forget that all of your sin, for all of it, was borne in love upon the cross, and you were marked with that cross on your forehead and on your heart. You are baptized. You belong to Christ. And the Father has declared because of Christ that you are well-pleasing to him. The Spirit himself has lit upon you. The Son has made you his home. You make confession like Peter made confession. You sing the praises of Christ who has called you out of darkness into the marvelous light of salvation. The profound reality that God has actually intervened in your life to save you from sin, save you from death, save you from the devil himself. He has forgiven you all your sins for Jesus' sake, and you are his own. You are holy. You are righteous. You are innocent. You are blessed. For you are free from making up your own songs, making up your own confessions, making up your own worship, making up your own answers and questions. God has built you into his church through his holy word and sacraments. By his grace, we can say a lot of things about who he is and what he has done for us. He is the prophet greater than Moses. He is our redeemer, our shepherd king. He is the mercy seat, the grace-filled cloud that leads us out of slavery. He is the ram caught in the thicket who dies in our place. He is the suffering servant with pierced hands and feet surrounded by the bulls of Bashan. He is the victor over death and the grave. He, our Lord Jesus, is the one who beckons us to come and eat and drink his very body and blood at his table, a place that we cannot earn entrance to, and the place that we can come by his gracious invitation alone. He beckons us to come without cost, to come without money. He is the remover of Babel's curse, restoring us again to the brotherhood of human unity and the bond of the peace brought by the Spirit of God. He removes the false divisions of color, ethnicity, sex, age, and culture, all things invented, all things that destroy. Our Lord Jesus Christ has filled this with himself. He makes us one holy, Christian, and apostolic church. He has revealed himself to us in the scriptures of the prophets. What St. Peter says by inspiration is nothing new, nor does it belong to him. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. It embodies all of the Old Testament, all of our hope and faith, all that we are in Jesus Christ our Lord. It is God's confession, and he gives it to you. It rises up from your heart, made pure by grace, through cleansed lips. It is your confession. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, for you. And by this confession, you are saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified. And with the mouth one confesses and is saved. In Jesus' name. Amen.